It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock, and we've made it to midweek already here. It's the 27th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Crash in West Valley City on Mountain View Corridor. I'm Heather Kelly.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
That's where we start our morning. Our spending and saving habits look a lot different these days because of the pandemic.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, parents may be saving money on gas and childcare by working from home, but they're spending a lot more in other ways. As one woman told the USA Today, my kids eat all the time. 45% of Americans say the pandemic has cost them money. TD Ameritrade says people have spent more money on groceries, food delivery, streaming services, and cleaning products. They also bought more backyard equipment and devices and educational materials for their kids. Many say they realized their savings accounts were not enough, but they have saved money by skipping restaurants, vacations, new cars, and new clothes. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're 2 weeks into the yellow phase of the state's COVID-19 response plan, and now some people are talking about entering the green phase. Derek Miller is the chair of the state's Economic Response Task Force.
We're headed towards green because the data tells us that Utahns, by and large, are being responsible. If Utahns continue to do well, like I said, I'm confident that they will. I would expect that sometime in June we'll be talking seriously about being able to take that next step.
He says to get to that green or recovery phase, everyone needs to be responsible and follow all health guidelines.
The COVID-19 infection rate may be much higher than thought. KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer explains.
Test administrators say it's likely more Utahns have had COVID-19 than testing shows. Recent testing for antibodies reveal a rate that's well above the statewide COVID-19 infection rate. Statewide, among those tested for COVID-19, 4.3% tested positive. But the rate for those who tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies in just two communities so far is more than twice that rate at 11%.
Authorities from Draper, Bluffdale, Riverton, and Vineyard say they're working to get the data into zip codes.
States continue reopening, but COVID cases are increasing. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, reopening continues from the coronavirus shutdown, even as COVID case rates rise in 14 states. But Virginia's Governor Northam, he's adding new rules.
Everyone will need to wear a face cover when you're inside at a public place starting this Friday.
Meanwhile, Long Island, New York begins lifting restrictions today. Mexico's coronavirus crisis grows with 500 deaths and over 3,400 new cases in a single day, both the most yet for that country. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Minneapolis police battled protesters yesterday over the death of an unarmed black man.
1281, the gas is effective. We need some more of that.
Using tear gas, there, four officers fired after a video surfaced of George Floyd saying he couldn't breathe while an officer had his knee on the man's neck. Demonstrators smashed police car and precinct house windows. And the weather looks better for this afternoon as two American astronauts prepare to lift off from U.S. soil for the first time in a decade. NASA Chief Jay Bridenstine.
Look at our country do something stunning again.
President Trump plans to attend as the SpaceX Dragon capsule heads to the International Space Station. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
President Trump is repeating his call to get U.S. troops out of Afghanistan.
The president was asked about whether he would withdraw American forces by Thanksgiving after the New York Times reported that senior military officials were preparing to brief him on options for a pullout to include a full withdrawal by the presidential election.
No, I have no target, but as soon as reasonable.
Senior defense officials have repeatedly said that a troop withdrawal below 8,600 would be based on conditions on the ground in Afghanistan, a policy repeated by the Pentagon's chief spokesperson on Tuesday. Elizabeth McLaughlin, ABC News, The Pentagon.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. At least 7 days of above-average temperatures begin today with highs along the Wasatch Front in the middle 80s.
We are still talking about a heat wave coming our way here in the next couple of days. A little warmer than usual today, and tomorrow starts to climb. I would say the heat wave really is going to begin on Friday. That's when our temperatures jump way, way up into the middle 90 range. That is awfully hot.
Grant says Friday and Saturday will be nearly 20 degrees above our average for this time of year. In St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures every day now through the weekend.
And coming up on KSL...